From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. President Obama has conceded that the Senate will not make his August timetable for sweeping health care legislation. From member station WCPN in Cleveland, Dan Bobkoff reports.
The president came to the Cleveland suburb of Shaker Heights to push urgent action on health care. But just before he spoke, news came out of Washington that there will be no Senate vote on the matter before the August recess. That was Mr. Obama's original deadline for the legislation. But at a town hall meeting, he took the blow in stride, saying getting it done by the end of the year would be sufficient.
Just keep working. I want the bill to get out of the committees, and then I want that bill to go to the floor, and then I want that bill to be reconciled between the House and the Senate, and then I want to sign a bill.
Mr. Obama said the delay is only okay if lawmakers are working through difficult issues and not playing politics. For NPR News, I'm Dan Bobkoff in Cleveland.
The National Rifle Association says it'll be keeping tabs on which senators up for re-election vote to confirm Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor. NPR's Nina Totenberg has more.
The NRA said it would, quote, score a vote for Sotomayor as hostile to gun rights. In a letter to the Senate leadership, key NRA officers said the organization is opposing Sotomayor primarily because of a decision she joined as an appeals court judge that refused to extend the constitutional right to bear arms to individuals challenging state laws. The Supreme Court, in a decision last year, declared for the first time that the Second Amendment guarantees an individual right to bear arms. But the decision only applied to federal laws and left unresolved the question of whether the Second Amendment also limits state regulation of guns. Also, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, the nation's largest business federation, endorsed Sotomayor. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
The transportation bill before the House of Representatives has been approved. It contains $4 billion for the president's initiative to build high-speed rails. Mr. Obama sought only $1 billion. The measure approved 256 to 168 provides a 13% increase in total funding for the programs it will cover. Federal authorities have rounded up 44 people, including three New Jersey mayors and two state lawmakers, as part of a major corruption probe. Prosecutors say the initial investigation focused on allegations that tens of millions of dollars were being laundered through a network of Jewish charities in both states. They say an informant then led them to politicians seeking to use their positions for profit. Five rabbis were among those arrested. Another suspect is accused of trafficking in human organs. Good news on the existing home sales front has translated to big stock market gains. The Dow Industrials rose 188 points. This is NPR News. Cambridge, Massachusetts Police Commissioner Robert Haas says his department is deeply pained by President Obama's comments on the arrest of Harvard Black scholar Henry Louis Gates. Mr. Obama says the officers who took Gates into custody during a false burglary call at his home last week acted stupidly. Haas says the arresting officer, Sergeant James Crowley, who is white, is not a racist, abusive, or arrogant. Gates was charged with disorderly conduct during the incident. The charges were dropped this week. The father of an Oregon toddler who died after being denied medical care was found guilty of criminal mistreatment Thursday. Christian Fodenwenzel of Oregon Public Broadcasting has the story.
Ava Worthington died of pneumonia and a blood infection. Her parents are members of the Followers of Christ Church. They tried to save the child by laying on hands, praying, anointing her with oil, and serving her very watered-down wine. Ava's mother was cleared of both criminal mistreatment and second-degree manslaughter, but juror Ashley Santos said Brent Worthington was found guilty because somebody had to be held responsible.
My personal experience is, you know, in a marriage, most people, you know, they are partners, but a lot of the times it comes down to a deciding person in the home.
The case marks the first time Oregon's 10-year-old faith healing law has been tested. Brent Worthington could be sentenced to a year in jail. For NPR News, I'm Christian Fodenwenzel in Portland.
Again on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial shot past 9,000 for the first time since January after gaining 188 points Thursday. The Nasdaq rose 47, the S&P was up 22. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.